Welcome to Education, Leadership, and Beyond, Surviving and Thriving. My name is Andrew Mabrata, host of the show, and it is show number 257. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy school start, and happy September. And let's get rolling here on show 257. Proud member of the Education Podcast Network, Voicehead Radio Canada, live here on Facebook, recorded on iTunes, wherever you're taking in your podcasts. We appreciate you. I'm calling out all the survivors and thrivers. If you're a subscriber to the show, you're a fan of the program, do me a favor. Send the show to somebody else and say, hey, grab a listen. We're trying to grow our audience. We're trying to grow the surviving and thriving movement. By you sharing that, that helps. A positive review on iTunes, that helps. Positive comments here in the chat box tonight with our guest, Trisha Elliott. Those help as well. So I would appreciate those things. But let's get rolling here on show 257. That's right. Tonight we do have first-year principal Trisha Elliott from Martin County, Florida. I met Trisha this summer, and she is killing it. She's been an educator 20-plus years. She's taken her time towards that role, right? Patience. She's put her time in as a teacher, put her time in as an assistant principal, and now she's doing a great job as principal. So we're going to meet her in a minute. Got to give a couple shout-outs as we get started. It is Patricia and Eugene Grimes, my in-laws, parents to my beautiful wife, Jennifer, the Grimes family, 54 years married today. 54. Wow. Love you, Mima. I love you, Guags. And they're amazing people and the best in-laws. So many people complain about their in-laws. I lucked out. They are the best and they know it. So shout out to my in-laws. I want to give a shout out to the Port Jervis Raiders, too. For all you high school football fans, we have the longest running rivalry in the United States. The Port Jervis Raiders are playing the Middletown Middies tomorrow in the Bell game, the historic Bell game. So I got my Raiders shirt on. Go Port Jervis. And I'll be there to support the Raiders, and we'll bring home that bell to Port Jervis. All right, let's get rolling. Show number 257. Sponsoring the show is Hats. Trisha, I'm going to send this out to you tomorrow via the post office. I'm going to send it to Heather, and hopefully we'll get hats into the teachers down there in Martin County, Florida. So the opening topic here before we bring Trisha on is thinking about my in-laws and their relationship. 54 years, right? How can you survive and thrive? 54 years, a job, a marriage, your life, that journey, right? And I think about what my in-laws represent and who they are, the people they are. And a couple things come to mind, right? Number one is patience. They're patient with each other. They're patient with their children. They're patient with their son-in-laws. They have great patience. Number two, they're forgiving, right? They always joke. And they never had a fight. Of course they did, right? They forgive each other. They forgive those around them. They forgive their families. Just amazing, you know, their kindness. Number three, they're invested in their family. They drive to this one's house and this one's house. They have people sleeping in their living rooms, their family members, right? They're dedicated to their family tremendously. And the last one, right, you know, when you say I do, right, they meant it, right? Today, I do mean something different, you know. But, man, they're so dedicated. And I just want to give them a shout here on the program on their 54th anniversary. So we will get going. Let's bring Trisha into the program. She's still at school. I can't believe it. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, and she's still at school. Trisha, what are you doing at school?
Obviously, I'm thriving. I just had two great meetings with some stakeholders. We had our school advisory council tonight and our first PTA general meeting of the night. So it's fantastic making connections.
Welcome, Trisha Elliott, first-year principal, but a veteran educator. And I love it that you say you're thriving, you have meetings with stakeholders. How did it go in those meetings as a first-time principal for you?
It went fantastic. I mean, I stumbled over my words. I'm just here being a human, but we had some laughs. I met some parents I hadn't met yet. Already received some feedback on what's working well and some suggestions that, you know, parents wanted to bring to my attention. So I think it's fantastic because we have to connect. I mean, we're in a partnership for at least 3 years. Some of them have multiple kids, so long-term relationship.
That's right. You're in the middle school, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Yeah. Principal at Hidden Oaks Middle School. That's in Martin County, Florida, on that beautiful Barrier Island. Man, what a beautiful area that is, Tricia. And before we dive into the questions, you heard the dedication to my in-laws there. 54 years. How can you relate that to education, Tricia, right? How can you relate some of those attributes that I mentioned to the work we're doing as educators?
Yeah, well, it's commitment and grace and believing in one another and learning to grow together. I mean, whether it's a marriage or in school. And congratulations to them. I hope they're doing something fantastic and you get to cheers to them later. Mm-hmm. But
absolutely. I saw them down in town at the Irish pub. That's their favorite spot. But absolutely. Right. The relationships in school. Mm-hmm. It's not a marriage, but in a way, hey, you're spending 8 hours a day together. You know, a lot of moving parts. So I agree with you. But how are you? How are things in your first year as principal? How is it going?
I think it's going great. I mean, there are highs and lows, and it's funny. I was trying to come up with a play on the title of your book, Surviving and Thriving. There are times during the day where I do a little bit of both. And also small failures, you know, learning opportunities all along the way, just leaning on my people and trying to like live the work, walk the walk, and ultimately just help my teachers support students and then make sure our parents understand, like, that's just our whole role here is, again, relationship and a partnership. I do think we have the same big goals in mind, but I think education today is tough. I think we're fighting barriers that we didn't put in place, but people believe are there, and just trying to convince them we have the same goal in mind. I only want success for your child.
Yeah. And Tricia was the first one who walked in early in the morning at the presentation. And right away, I said, wow, look at this woman here. She walked in. She was the first one there and, you know, sat up front. And we got talking and she's like, I'm a brand new principal. I was like, wow. You know, and we connected about coming on the podcast. And you had my attention right away. Tricia, one of the things that I, you know, as young principals, we get caught up in our day. It's just, you know, people learn, they're pulling us all over the place. How are you managing your day? What are some things that you are doing to own the day versus, again, you're on the coast of Florida there, getting pulled out into the ocean and letting it pull you wherever it goes. How do you manage that so that doesn't happen?
Well, first, Andrew, thank you for calling me younger. As often as you want to throw that in there, I'll take it. So I think it's still, if you will, trying to find my footing exactly the right way, giving myself pep talks in the morning. But it's really important. I make time every day with my secretary, my right hand. We have to shut the door, carve out time, connect. We review the calendar. We do, you know, daily and weekly. We're trying out a morning meeting and an afternoon meeting because we're trying to figure out when we have time. And so far, you never can tell when I'm going to be pulled. But what I've been trying to remind myself is, like, I'm setting the tone. So how I respond helps other people respond. And we have a talk among the whole office team. The urgency and important, making sure we're not responding to everything with urgency and trying to, again, just set the tone so that we can calmly get through whatever can happen, because a wide variety of things have happened in these first few weeks, but together, like, we're taking care of kids, and, like, that's the most important thing.
She's talking about life in the middle school. Anything can happen. There's a number of people watching live. Jump in the show and say hello. Introduce yourself. Larry Date from New York is here. Appreciate you, Larry, jumping on. He just left the Saney's Twitter chat, and now he's here. Trisha, you know, again, about designing your day. Tell me about your morning routine. Your children are recently out of the house now at college. What does your morning look like before you get to school?
So we still have we have a dog. And so even though the dog was originally the kid's responsibility, she is now like, she's a huge part of our morning. She's so excited to see us. So it is about having a slow coffee or a juice in the morning with at home, kind of getting settled. Also, I play a daily Wordle and connections. We have a little family chat between my two kids in college. If you will, it's like a proof of life check-in. Like, please send me your
Wordle, proof of life. Yeah. I'm sure their answers are not happening when yours are.
Correct. Although, you know, it resets at midnight. So sometimes when I wake up, I already have their answers. So I have to wait a whole other 24 hours for a proof of life. But a little bit of that. We always have a strong competition between the four of us. And now that it's just Sam and I at home, like strong competition between the two of us. I'm pretty sure I beat him in Wordle today. And then like it's about getting pumped up on the way into work. I try to get here to the office, you know, about an hour before the big rush comes to get settled. Because I want to be present when teachers start coming on campus, because teachers are on campus before students. So I talk about myself in the third person in that like afternoon Trisha really needs to set morning Trisha up. So I try to leave my desk exactly. So when I walk in, I already know what's going to happen first thing in the morning. It's here, I'm not scrambling. So if I were to run late, I'm ready to go. But I really try to set the next day Trisha up for success.
I like how you're talking in the third person that next day, Trisha, you know, you're taking care of her. That's good.
Yeah. And it works well too. And you're pumping yourself up.
I need that help for my desk for sure. Trisha, in your first year, what would you say something that is something that's working for you? And maybe something that you find very challenging. And I got to give a shout out to Matt Hodge, not far Florida's neighbor there, Alabama, a former school leader. He's now retired. He's watching the program too. But what would you say, something that's working for you and something that you find challenging?
So I was really fortunate to become principal of a school site I was familiar with. And that already helped with the relationship setting with my school-based team. This year I made a commitment. Our district, you know, set the expectation and I've been able to meet it where twice a week, all day long, I'm in classrooms, nice. For however much time is needed. So meaning I might pop in a room for 5 minutes or I might be drawn in to stay close to the whole period, but 2 days a week, all day long, I'm in classes. What we've already started noticing as an admin team, I'm sorry to add on my APs. I've really challenged them. Like we have to split it up. So we're always having someone available, but like one AP you do Mondays, the other one does Wednesdays. What I've noticed is with our presence on campus, when we look at our discipline data, just as one example from the start of this year into previous years, we see a positive change. I've made quick connections with my students. It's kind of funny. The sixth graders love me and the eighth graders hate me. They're like, you're everywhere. The sixth graders are high-fiving me and the eighth graders are like, what? Every time I turn around, you're there. So it's kind of funny. Just getting out there has been so important. Also, historically, our school has had very little teacher change, but just in the time of education, like, one of the biggest jobs I had is we hired 16 people for the start of the school year. So just making sure I'm making connections with these new team members. So all of that right now is working for me. Like it's an investment And also, I'm a teacher first. Like, I love the classroom. And I love when teachers like invite me to be a part of that when I'm in there. So sometimes I'm a fly on the wall, and sometimes they like scoop me up and partner me right into the whatever learning is happening in that room. So that's been a great start to the year.
Yeah. And I love the fact, you know, you're talking about the teaching. You taught for 15 years. You were an assistant principal, I think, for 10. Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, you know, you really have put your time in. Tell me about the timing of this change. Did you intentionally take your time? Did you say, I'm not ready for that? Or have you been applying for years and it just didn't work out? I mean, you have put the time in. You are a seasoned educator, being a young principal, though. So
that's right.
Back to young. For you. But I love that. I love that you waited. Tell me about that journey.
Yeah. So I genuinely love teaching. I miss it. In fact, if we're really short staffed and it's possible, like I try to sneak out. And yesterday I got to teach two classes. Oh. And it was great. Not all day, but just two quick periods. My career grew as my kids grew. So the timing definitely worked out there. And then the AP, I didn't think I would be an assistant principal that long, but where I've landed is everything happens for a reason. And I was able to work underneath a few different great principals and pick up additional skills. And I think it's really helpful. Like, if you will, it's like becoming a mother at an older age where you're just calm. So I've become like the mother of a school at an older age. So I can take things a little more chill because I have experienced a lot in my role as an assistant principal and a teacher leader. So it definitely was only a benefit for it to happen and the timing it did. And especially this year becoming an empty nester, because I, as you can see, I'm putting in a little bit longer hours. I think I'm going to try to tighten that up and get a life.
Are they paying you by the hour down there? Is that why you're down there at 8:30 at night?
Right. So the timing worked out.
Well, you joked about using the word young. You have used the word calm a few times so far. And I love that you're saying that about working in the middle school, because you need that, they need that. And it goes back to the experience you just talked about bringing that calm and that motherly feel. So kudos to you for doing that there.
Thank you.
Trisha, I want to ask you shared about, you know, that your parents were not educators. Your father is a roofer, owned his own company, and your mom is the office manager there. And you were the first one in your family to not only graduate college, but to go on to become an educator. Tell me about why that was important to you, or how did you say, hey, I want to do this, when you weren't around, you know, a family that was going to college?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so proud of it. And I'm so thankful. I mean, my parents worked so hard to make it happen.
Yeah.
And there are three of us. I'm the oldest. My sister became a nurse and my brother is an entrepreneur. And I'm just so grateful for everything. I mean, I learned my work ethic for sure from my dad. I mean, can you imagine? Well, I don't know if you can imagine, but this Florida heat, he would be up on the roof working to make sure we could go to college. But I landed in education. It wasn't my initial choice. I wanted to be a doctor. And then when I was in college, I was like, that's a lot of school. So then I was like, I want to be a nurse. And I was doing all of the extracurricular. My part-time job was, I was a student secretary in the dean of med school. And so I met a lot of people. My advisor had shared, I have to stop crying when people died. And then went on to say, maybe the medical field isn't for you. One of my side jobs was I was a nanny for a married doctor couple at the hospital. And they were like, we can't do the volunteer hours at the school. Can you go into Monica's classroom and volunteer? It's once a week. And it was a third grade classroom. And I was like, yeah, I can do that. Wow. And so stepping into who I nannied, Monica's third grade classroom, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I was supposed to do. And I went and changed my major. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, what a cool story. Holy cow. You knew right away. What was it? Was it the teacher? Was it the kids? Was it the environment? What was it that got your attention?
I mean, I just felt at home when I walked in the classroom. I mean, it was like literally, if I'm remembering it correctly, it was so many decades ago, but I just felt at home walking right into her classroom. And then I looked over and Monica waved at me. She was like so proud to have me there. I got to read a book at story time and do like subitizing with math blocks later. And then I was like, I love all of this. I want to do this all day long.
And you switched and you knew that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And and then because I had taken all those classes, it was a science.
Florida's lucky to have you. And man, what an amazing story. That's a great story there, Tricia. Tricia, I opened the story with my in-laws about how lucky I am. And your mother-in-law is a mentor of yours, someone that you admire, Patty Allen there. And you wrote about her in the pre-show questionnaire. You wrote about your brother. But I was intrigued by that because most times I hear people, especially the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, like especially those two. But she's a mentor of yours and someone you admire. Tell me about Patty Allen and what she means to you.
Yeah, well, I'm just so proud of her and the career she completed before she retired. She was in higher education at our local college. It is now called Indian River State College. She was the provost. And she just took such great care of her employees and teachers and responded with all of the elements I hope to grow into, like grace and listening. But she was also very decisive and she took time researching before making those decisions. And she had a great impact on our area through her work and also her volunteering outside of work. And whenever I need to process something, just conversations with her, whether it's in person or on the phone, she helps me slow down, you know, asks the right questions to have me go back and think. You know, she's never one to force an opinion, but just her questioning allows me to process things. And I just don't think I would be as successful if I didn't have her in my life.
I love that and good for you. And how about your brother? He's an entrepreneur. You mentioned him a few times. I think you said he's out on the West Coast and maybe California. Tell me about your brother and what you've learned from him.
So he's the youngest of the three, and he's wildly successful. And he's a risk taker in all the right ways. He's everything. Wow. Like I'm a little nervous to be. Like I'm like the safe bet. Like when we've gone to Vegas together, I just want to break even and have a good time. And he's like, let's win big. And I'm drawn to that. But he decided to go an alternate path with going the work route outside after high school. He started off, believe it or not, as a welder, a marine welder. But now he owns this business that impacts the whole United States. People hire his company to come out and test runways. And through smart business, being a smart entrepreneur, he also is very active in his kids' life. And I appreciate how he balances life and he works to live. So it's something every time I'm with him, I try to take a little bit of his essence so that I remember I don't always have to go full throttle. He just seemed to have gotten like the yin and yang of my parents. It's great.
Wow. Kudos to your brother. And hey, let's reach out. Maybe we'll have those so I can learn some of that yin and yang. And I love that, what you said about, you know, he works to live, not lives to work, right? And sometimes we grind so hard that we got it the other way around. And speaking of working too hard, you being in the office this late, but how do you sharpen your saw? How do you stay sharp? How do you continue to reinvest in yourself to be the leader that you are right now?
So I'm for sure a work in progress. what I shared with my staff is, I don't know if there'll ever be balance, but there's going to be high tides and low tides. And I'm just trying to recognize I can't constantly survive in a high tide mode, you know, just calling that out. I actually asked my staff for themselves. I'm like, this year, instead of thinking about your why, you know, that's a big Simon Sinek, and I believe it, and I've read all of his books. I said, but let's, a wise teacher shared with us, let's think about our who are we doing this for? Meaning like this profession, and also who's in front of us. And if we focus on the who, and we're part of that who, we can maybe take care of ourselves. I don't know if I'm answering the question just right, but I'm trying to intentionally be a human and be a leader. Like, just, I have work to do, but.
Yeah, it's a constant work in progress, and that's that surviving and thriving message. It is. It's a constant work in progress. I sent an email the other day in my job to 5,000 people that had a word spelled wrong, and I was surviving in that moment, but you're right. So you did answer the question. And speaking of that, you came to my presentation this summer. We had a blast. We had a great time. I think you came up with the pencil. Were you the pencil person?
No.
Did you come up? What prop did you come? The apple? Did you come up for that?
No, the dollar.
The dollar, the storyteller. Okay. Yes. I knew you came up at some point. What was your favorite takeaway? What was something that you said, oh my God, I'm going to do, and like, it is working for you? What was something you took away from the presentation this summer?
Sharing information through storytelling. I mean, it's just how humans connect, and you are a great storyteller, and I was hooked. I'm hoping to become, you know, to continue to improve my storytelling and say it in just the right words, you know, like that connection of grab your attention, have it mean something, but also be succinct.
Well, let's work on that together. And if I can help you with that, I would love to. And we have each other's cell number. I love texting people or voice texting them the story. So if there was one that, you know, maybe I'll send it to you tomorrow morning, something that,
okay,
that you can use. But you do it by practicing for sure. And Tricia, yeah, you've mentioned about a work in progress a few times and the surviving, right? And you're a first year principal, and that comes with the territory. But if you had to pick one thing, if there was one word, one behavior, one action, that one thing that would take you from surviving to thriving, what would that word be? What would that action be?
Treasure hunting. Do you want me to explain?
Yeah.
So so treasure hunting for me is going out and about on campus and just finding some bit of goodness and joy that's happening. And what that does for me is it helps with the loneliness of the role. Like I willingly and intentionally sought this role. And I've read a lot about how it's lonely at the top, if you will. And I don't have any exact peer-to-peer colleague, right? There's one principal. And so for me to not make it a lonely role as I try to get out and connect with all of people to remember I'm not alone, we're in this together. And then you try to treasure hunt. What's something great that's happening? Whether it's a small chat with a kid who's sharing about the football victory on the weekend, or it's a new teacher who's, you know, applied a strategy we talked about in a PLC. I mean, I'm just trying to treasure hunt.
I have asked that question a lot, Tricia. I have never heard that. I've written code in three different spots so far, and I'm going to call you out in public here. That's a blog, Tricia. That is a blog right there. I loved it. What an incredible answer. So good for you for treasure hunting. It should be something we do more often, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I challenge you to do it. Send me a text of what treasure you find tomorrow.
Oh, snap. She's calling me out on my own show. I will do that. I love it because the treasures are everywhere. I actually found one today. We have a student in Port Jervis Schools. Again, a shout out. She's doing her first TED Talk. She applied to do a TED Talk on bias in AI programming, and she's doing it Friday night. I interviewed her, and we're going to push something out. But
you That's asked amazing. Tomorrow, so
I'll find another tomorrow for sure.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, I love the treasure hunting there. Trisha, what was something that you wanted to talk about or you maybe had on the tip of your tongue that I didn't ask you about that you want to share?
Well, I kind of rolled that into the last answer. Just when, if there's any future principles out there, that alone factor.
We hope there are.
Right. I hope there's a ton of, there's a line of people waiting for this job.
That's right.
But that feeling can be overwhelming. So like, I just want to bring about awareness, like it's going to happen. And what are you going to do to combat it? You know, just talking about it, making sure you have that connection of other leaders. Like I have pockets of other, you know, principals and leaders in other fields where I reach out and try to have a sounding board, a think tank. Sometimes, well, this is kind of funny. One of my mentors, I sent a text in a real sarcastic way where just through texting, I was like, so my job is basically, and then I was like, kind of wrong answers only, all the random things. And then my colleague added on. And by the end of it, I was like, I should type this up. Like, this is a hilarious job description for a principal. but it was just kind of included all the absurd things that you have no idea. Like, you have this nice plan for the day, and then there's just randomness. And so ultimately, my job really is, instead of instructional leader, like I'm head problem solver. That's what I do. I'm a problem solver.
I asked a leader about their job description. He was a former referee, a former leader, and I think he shared it in the presentation with you. Absorb chaos, create calm, which you said a bunch of times today, and provide hope. Those are the three job descriptors right there that school leaders do. Absorb chaos, create calm, and provide hope. And certainly in today's climate, those things fit. And your title fit as well, right? The chief problem solver. And as you grow in your position, you're going to have people out there that are solving the problems, and you're supporting those people. And the more you grow and the more people that are helping you solve problems. Because when they bring you a problem, Trisha, you have to say, you got to bring me the solution as well. Mm-hmm. Don't just be the doormat where they're dumping everything on you. Hey, bring me the solution as well. So you're getting people to think while you're supporting them. Yeah, for sure. So, but kudos to you for answering the bell here for the podcast. You showed up first. At the thing there, and again, you got a round of applause for your assistant principal of the year recognition there as well. Your team was happy for you. But let's get you home and get you some rest so you can show up your best self tomorrow. Let's do rapid fire, Trisha. These are quick answers. The first thing that comes to mind: are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Last book you read.
A Pirate Looks at 50, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I'm sure Jimmy spent a lot of time down your way as well. Last movie you saw?
I am so not inviting you to my bat mitzvah.
Was it funny?
It's funny. It's Adam Sandler. It's on Netflix. His daughter and his wife are in it.
Oh, that's his daughter, the girl in there. Wow.
Yep.
Kelly Louise is giving you a shout out there. Your favorite dish?
It is eggplant rollatini from Gigi's.
Can you be more specific?
No.
Your favorite place to travel?
So I'm going to sound mushy. Anywhere with Sam. We typically like somewhere where we can have our feet in the sand and we can bike ride everywhere we need to go. So beaches, anywhere on the coast.
Yeah. Sounds like you're living in the right spot there in Martin County. It was absolutely beautiful there. Your district, the area, and that's certainly that barrier. Hutchinson Island, is that right?
Yep, that's
that
correct. Right? Yeah. Yeah, hey, we have two empty rooms. If you and your wife need to come down and have a getaway, like we've got space.
Be careful, Trisha. I'm the guy that takes you up on that, so be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great spot. On January 1st, I will be glad that I fill in the blank.
Kept up with running training. I have a bestie who meets me twice a week at 4:45 to run before school. I know.
Good.
She's amazing. Good. I wouldn't do it for anyone else. I do it because I can't be late for her.
That's great. That's great. You got to move in the morning. You got to get that exercise in first. The best leaders are the best because, fill in the blank,
they are still willing to learn. Ask for feedback.
Great answer. A pet peeve of yours?
Intentionally not giving effort. Like, I don't want to use the word lazy because sometimes, but just unwilling to do the bare minimum.
You got that down there? I thought that was only, somebody. You got that? Yeah, we all have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A recent victory.
Not hitting my snooze alarm. Like, this is the year I'm the principal. I can't snooze. I really try to be in there, in here rather, so that I can feel calm by the time staff shows up. So I've been a big snooze button pusher for a long time. I mean, I'm sure my husband's like yelling at the screen right now.
Here's the secret. You ready? Here's the secret. I couldn't believe it because I was a snoozer too. I think most people are. You got to move the alarm clock away from the bed. You have to move the alarm clock away from the bed, put it towards the bathroom, because when you're on your way, you'll turn the alarm off and you just keep going.
Just keep going.
That was the secret, and I challenge you to try that. Best takeaway from this show for our guests.
Keep believing in yourself. Like, reaching your goals shouldn't have a timeline. You move on, you set them, and then you just keep working at them, but believe in yourself.
Absolutely. What's one thing you're curious about?
What the world sounds like 200 meters below the surface of the ocean. I want to get my dive license.
You have a lot of plans. The coffee shop, the scuba license, biking to work. You got it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband, the mathematician.
Yeah.
Well, when you open that coffee shop, you text me. I will come down for a cup of coffee. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Will you have Bloody Marys at the coffee shop? That's my question.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You heard me say I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. I got to take care of all the parrot heads.
5 o'clock somewhere. Something about Trisha Elliott that people do not know about.
I feel like I'm an open book. I'm not that interesting. I love dill pickles. They're my favorite. I hate sweet pickles. Love dill pickles.
Ooh, bringing the hate on the dill pickles. God, I mean, yeah, sweet pickles. Sorry.
Ooh. No, I hate sweet pickles. I love dill pickles.
All right, mark it down, folks. She don't like them. Trisha, again, you're at Martin County Schools, Hidden Oaks Middle School. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, they want to learn more from you, how can they get in touch with you?
I have on X, formerly known as Twitter, a page. I'm Fledugator, Fledugator. Get it? Because, like, I'm a Gator grad and I'm an educator. So, Fledugator.
Love it. Love it. We'll have to connect on a Twitter chat. Trisha, this was great. We're going to wrap up the show here. I'm a quote guy. What is a quote? You have a favorite you want to end this with?
I do. It's from Mr. Rogers, and I think it works in our field. But look for the helpers. And if you don't see the helper, become one. So look for the helpers.
Ooh. Trisha Elliott, everyone, longtime educator, but a young principal, first year, and she's doing a great job. She made an impact at my presentation, and here she is answering the bell. So, Trisha, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on the position, and go Gators. Big game this weekend against the Volunteers.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and for inspiring me, and I appreciate it. I'll try writing that blog. And you text me your treasure.
I will. I will text you my treasure. But from the great Yoda, there is do. There is no try. So I want the blog, treasure hunting. That was a fantastic tidbit there. I always learn something here. But we are going to wrap up show 257. Trisha Elliott, everyone, educator out there making a difference. Hutchinson, Florida there, Martin County. Trisha, get home, get some rest, but stay on the line for just a minute. We are going to wrap up. If I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to reach out at AndrewMorata21 on Twitter. Signing off here, show 257. Again, if you haven't got hats yet, check it out on Amazon. Check it out on my website, my latest book, Heartfelt Acts for Teachers, Students, and Staff.